Good afternoon, everyone. So last August 2016, here in Yakima County in South Central Washington, a male who was found collapsed in his home was brought to the hospital and hospitalized. He had diagnosis with a septic shock, gangrene, and an open wound with flymyiasis infesting that wound. This is a picture of what myiasis can look like. The diagnosis with gangrene, the patient died 3 days after admission. Blood cultures revealed a polymicrobial bacteremia, including a gram-negative rod, which turned out to be rather unusual. So that was sent to the state health lab, where it was identified using biochemistry and mass spectrophotometry, and identified as something closely related to Wolfartiomonas chitanoclastica. This is a gram-negative rod in the class Gamma proteobacteria, which also includes E. coli and Salmonella species that are pathogenic. Worldwide, prior to this, only 8 reported human cases have been shown in the literature. All have presented with open wounds, with or without sepsis. They've all had a history of poor hygiene, such as being homeless or alcoholic. All cases presented during warm weather or in a warm climate, and myiasis was reported in 2 of the 8 patients. Separately, apart from these patients, this bacteria has been isolated from 4 species of non-biting flies, and this leads to a possible suggestion that perhaps infection occurs during myiasis. So this map shows where these human infestations occurred and infections, so it's worldwide. Additionally, this bacteria has been isolated from 3 ruminants as well as 1 dolphin. And the first fly isolation occurred from a flesh fly in Hungary in 2008, followed by 3 other species in Asia. So the DOH, because of this unusual bacterium, DOH started an investigation to find out more about the bacteria and also determine the source of the infection. The patient isolate was sent to CDC's Special Bacteriology Lab, where they did sequencing, and the results showed a very close relationship when compared to worldwide isolates to the Wolfartiomonas chitanoclastica from Hungary, as well as another one from South Korea. In regards to investigating the patient's residence, a team went out, and unfortunately, larvae from the patient himself was tossed during when he was hospitalized. Proxy interviewed affirmed that the patient had not had any out-of-state travel recently. At the residence, some dead insects were collected, as well as live larvae and 1 live fly. This live fly was put into a sterile container, laid eggs, but died during transit. Insects were identified using standard taxonomic keys, and larvae were raised in containers and fed meat and fruit. Of those that were from the identification, that should read 6 species and 4 families, not 6 families. Live larvae, some were not identified, and they were tested as unidentified, and then some of those live larvae were allowed to emerge, and they emerged and were identified as 3 different fly species. And the 1 fly that died in transit was a green bottle fly, Lucilia sericata, pictured here. So this is just kind of gives you an idea of like all the different ways, because there's a lot that's unknown with the bacteria, so it was cultured in multiple different ways. However, we did isolate Wolfartiomonas species from the pooled batch of unidentified larvae, as well as from the larvae that hatched from the egg of that green bottle fly. It was not isolated from the adult flies that emerged from those unidentified larvae, nor was it isolated from the food. All isolates were examined using pulse field gel electrophoresis. The insect isolates were all identical. However, they were only 74% similar to the patient isolate. In summary, what we have is a likely new Wolfartiomonas species, because none of the isolates were assigned to species from the flies. And this is the first isolation from insects in the Americas. And also, this is first isolation in a green bottle fly worldwide, and it looks like there's a likely vertical transmission that occurs. As far as clinical and public health implications, patients with myiasis and exposed wounds should be considered at risk for infection with this bacteria. As far as maggot debridement therapy, there is a theoretical risk of infection, specifically because Lucilia sericata is used most often as preferred species to use for maggot therapy. And finally, clinicians, if you are presented with a person with myiasis, please don't throw away your maggots because they can be tested. And I'd like to thank and acknowledge my co-workers.